Previously on the Baker's Dozen podcast.
Break off in a little sidebar here. Do we have any first ballot Hall of Famers next year?
You know, I think that we're Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones is one of them. Old Larry, who has more illegitimate children than World Series rings.
Well, like you said earlier, I got a thick, full face. Cheeky.
Third baseman's face. I feel like you are a guy that hits 280, hits 25 home runs, and plays gold glove level defense.
I can't get away with chin and the beard.
We're talking softball from Maine to San Diego. Talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco. Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw. Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer. Ozzy and the Straw.
This past Sunday, July 30th, in Cooperstown, New York, Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Yvonne Rodriguez became the latest members to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Executive John Schuerholz and former owner and commissioner Bud Selig, both today's game era candidates, they joined them. 75% of the vote from the Baseball Writers of America is required to be admitted into the Hall. In Jeff Bagwell's seventh year on the ballot, he received a little over 86% of the vote, allowing him to pass the necessary threshold. Tim Raines, in his noted 10th year, cleared 80% on the dot, and Pudge Rodriguez just eclipsed 76% on his first year on the ballot. But even before their enshrinement ceremonies had ended, two questions started popping up among all baseball fans. Who just missed that cut line in 2017? And who will arrive for the first time on the ballot next year in 2018? That's where we step in.
The trick to cereal is keeping 70% of it above the milk.
Jerry, get a job.
My name is River City Clement, and welcome to our latest episode in our limited series, 10-Minute Parking. The format is simple. We have 10 minutes exactly to discuss and debate a topic and come to a decision. And today, we're going to do just that. On today's episode, we'll break down a prospective 2018 Baseball Hall of Fame ballot, which will be voted on in December of this year, and predict who will make it and who will just miss out. So let's drop in a few coins, get the meter running on our latest episode of 10 Minute Parking, our newest pop-up episode this summer right here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast. Our first group under consideration will be the major names on the ballot for the first time in 2018.
He wants to hit, and he just did. Crushed, deep to right, and there it is. 400 career homers.
Knew what was coming, and this is just coming out of your mouth, Chip.
That was Chipper Jones, 400 career
homers. We got a pitch to hit.
Chipper Jones and Jim Thome are the headliners in our first group, the first-timers on the ballot. And it's hard to imagine anyone coming close in 2018 to the percentage that Chipper Jones is going to garner from the Baseball Writers of America. And while he won't be the first ever unanimous player, and please don't get me started on that esoteric system, Chipper's going to easily clear 90%. In fact, I think he's going to hover well over 95% before all is said and done. And it really doesn't take much to justify it. He's in the discussion as one of the top five third basemen ever, alongside the likes of Mike Schmidt, George Brett, Eddie Matthews, and Wade Boggs. The stats only further back up the argument. Chipper hit 300 from both sides, won an MVP, a batting title, and was a World Series champion in 1995. 8 All-Star appearances, 468 home runs, over 1,600 RBIs. That's the most of anyone who spent their career exclusively at the hot corner. That only seals the deal. Jim Thome, he's not going to have a similar weight to Jeff Bagwell. Come election day, I think Tommy's going to clear between 78 to 80% of the vote, perhaps even flirting near 85% if the voters really dissect the numbers and realize there's no legitimate steroid implications anywhere near the Thome name. And let's be honest, there's two really big numbers in Tommy's favor. One of them, 612 home runs, 7th all-time, and one short of 1,700 RBIs, that's top 30. His on-base percentage is over 400. He's 7th all-time in walks, top 10 all-time in OPS, and he played nearly twice as many games at first and third as opposed to those spent at DH. Look, he's not Edgar Martinez, folks. Maybe it's going to be closer than I think, but Tommy's getting in alongside Chipper. Three intriguing first-year options include longtime Chipper teammate Andrew Jones, Indian shortstop Omar Vizquel, and third baseman extraordinaire Scott Rolen, perhaps most notably of the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think at least two of those three will be Hall of Famers, but not in 2018. Jones, he's kind of the outlier for me. The guy is a five-time All-Star. He won 10 gold gloves in a row, and he mashed over 430 home runs. Nobody's going to argue that Andre Jones is one of the best defensive center fielders of all time, and at 29, it looked like he was going to be a Hall of Famer. But his 30s, you saw a pretty steady decrease in production, and I think that's ultimately going to cost him entrance into Cooperstown, especially since the next two names got a little bit more merit, in my opinion. Omar Vizquel, who many will compare to current Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith, guy was a three-time All-Star, and that went alongside 11 gold gloves. Don't sleep on 2,877 hits either. Now, he also holds the 42nd highest WAR for shortstops in history. Ozzie Smith was 8, so that comparison, you got to be careful with it. However, interesting stat, only Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente have as many hits and gold gloves as Vizquel, and they're both Hall of Famers. Which means he's going to be an intriguing guy this year on the ballot and for years to come. He might be the biggest coin flip. Meanwhile, there's the intriguing case of Scott Rolen, perhaps on the periphery of being a top 10 third baseman of all time. His accolades pile up quickly. He's a Rookie of the Year, a 7-time All-Star, an 8-time Gold Glove winner, and won a World Series ring in 2006. Rolen has a career average over 280, hit over 300 homers, and even stole 100 bases, and that's sneaky good for a third baseman, folks. Plenty of people are going to be in Rolen's corner, and I'm one of them. And while he isn't likely getting in the next two or three years, I think he's going to Tim Raines his way into the Hall one day. And there's other names, Johan Santana, Johnny Damon, Chris Carpenter, Hideki Matsui, but we've only got 10 minutes, we're already going to go over, and none of those four are going to sniff 30% this year. In fact, a few probably won't make it past this year on the ballot. Our second group will be those who were eligible in 2017 and years prior, and more specifically, those who were closest to the 75% threshold needed to make the Hall of Fame.
On the ground, Council, and there it is, Trevor Hoffman, a milestone number 600.
Trevor Hoffman, with 601 career saves, finished only 36 votes shy at a painstaking 74% total on last year's ballot. About to come into his third season of eligibility, Hoffman is gonna get in, eventually. He may be the toughest prop bet in 2018, but I'm not scared, I'm taking it. Hoffman's conversion rate, 89%, it's the same as a future lock Hall of Famer on the first ballot, Mariano Rivera. My hunch ultimately is that Hoffman will barely clear about 76% of the vote, getting those 40-plus votes he needs this time, and joins Dennis Eckersley as only the second closer in the one-inning era to make it into Cooperstown. But Moe's not far away. The man who finished right behind Hoffman in the vote, Vladimir Guerrero, he was actually only 15 votes shy in his first year of eligibility. Vlad was a 9-time All-Star, 8-time Silver Slugger, won an MVP, and the guy's going to be in Cooperstown one day. But will it be in 2018? Gotta remember, this guy was only one home run shy of 450, had a 318 career batting average, an OPS over 930, and a WAR right at 60. Guerrero's got the resume. But the ballot's gonna be crowded in 2018, and the voters may have Vlad wait an extra year or two. But upon reflection, his number's a little too good to pass up. I think Vlad sneaks in with about 77% of the vote and joins a crowded, talented class. Edgar Martinez, one of the most buzzed about cases in the recent era, he's on a slow march to finally making the Hall. The numbers are starting to show it. In his eighth year, which means he's got seven to go, he earned over 58% of the vote. A few believe that, you know, with a Tim Raines-type movement, after 10, 11, 12 years, Martinez, he's going to get his ticket punched. It's not going to happen in 2018. But in all fairness, Martinez, 7-time All-Star, 5-time Silver Slugger, won 2 batting titles. Fair or unfair, the guy was a career DH. He played a position that was available to him. I think Martinez might finally flirt with the 60% total this year, but a crowded ballot means he's not entering Cooperstown in 2018. He needs a quieter year, but I think it's going to happen before the decade's out.
Whoa, we're seriously about to run long. Better throw a couple extra quarters in so we don't get towed.
Our third and final group is by far the most polarizing, the controversial outsiders linked with PEDs that are still on the ballot this year.
Deals, and Bonds hits one high, hits it deep, it is out of here! 756! Bonds stands alone!
Might as well end with some fireworks and some controversy, because the two names to be discussed when it comes to this third group, Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds, hell, they're arguably two of the top players on the mound and in the field in this entire generation, maybe since World War II. But they're two people most firmly linked to steroids, PEDs, and a lot of lies. And a lot of needles, wherever they were going in. Both in their sixth year of eligibility, they're paired perfectly together, with both earning more than 50% of the vote in 2017. Which for some, like yours truly, leads to one emerging truth. Both Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds are likely getting into the Hall of Fame. I know that stabs at the heart of the baseball purist slash elitist, but you gotta start letting it sink in. Friend of the podcast, Steve Armstrong, he might have said it best to me last weekend. Put them in with an asterisk. Note that they are firmly linked to steroids. Talk about it. Banned substances. Talk about the allegations. And frankly, I can't argue with Army. Look, I'm not gonna cry for a voting block that won't go unanimous for anybody, especially the likes of a Ken Griffey Jr., due to archaic principles that they've clung to desperately over the generations. But let me clarify something. Look, it's not going to be 2018 that Clemens and Bonds get in. I also don't need to go over the allegations against Bonds and Clemens or their numbers. Look, you had to have been hiding under a rock for the last two decades to not know these stories extensively. What I will say for them is if you listen to Army's argument, and I'm all for it, if they're in the Hall of Fame, it doesn't have to dirty up baseball. Look, baseball can't simply run away and hide from the steroid era. Frankly, it needs its own wing in the Hall of Fame. It's a huge part of what baseball was, especially in the 90s. And baseball doesn't get to have their cake and eat it too, because they made a lot of money, they sold a lot of tickets, and they gained a lot of national attention due to all those home runs being hit, and then the transition into some dominant pitching from the likes of Roger Clemens. Bonds and Clemens, they'd get my vote under the Army principle, I'm calling it. Yeah, there's going to be an asterisk. We're going to talk about this. But they're ultimately Hall of Famers in my book, and some of the baseball purists slash elitists, they need to take a deep breath and consider what baseball gained from this era and how it can learn from its mistakes. So in conclusion, I have four members inducted into the 2018 Baseball Hall of Fame on my ballot. Chipper Jones, he's a mortal lock, and Jim Thome is going to clear 80% easily and join him. Vlad Guerrero in his second year of eligibility and Trevor Hoffman in the third, it's going to be close, but they're going to pass that 75% threshold. If you're looking for a dark horse, it's Omar Vizquel, but he's going to fall short of 62%. Scott Rowland's over-under, a number that I'm desperate to see, it's 49.5, and where it goes, it's going to show the future for Scott Rowland's chances. And Andrew Jones, he's gonna underwhelm. In fact, he might be below 25%. We're not talking Kenny Lofton numbers here, getting kicked off the ballot after 1 year with less than 5% of the vote, but it's not gonna be what a lot of Braves fans or just Andrew Jones fans wanna see. And finally, I'm starting to realize that Edgar Martinez will be a Hall of Famer, but he's 2 or 3, maybe even 5 or 6 years away. It's gonna come down to deadline time for him. But again, he will be the first DH to get in. You can book that. And Bonds and Clemens, they move closer to the most controversial admissions, perhaps in the entire history of the Baseball Hall of Fame. But they're getting in. You can book that one. I really hoped you enjoyed our latest pop-up episode of 10 Minute Parking right here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast with yours truly, your host, River City Clement. We're going to pop up again pretty soon this summer. Whatever the topic's going to specifically be, that might remain to be seen. But we appreciate all the support you've given us this summer as we've slowly made our return back after a 9-month absence. Please check out the info for this episode to connect with us all over social media. But with the meter running out to the final seconds, we only have one thing left to say. Hey, Billy, tell us which way to get to the ocean.
Well, you may run like Mays, but you hit like shit.